3D Velocity, also known as Cloning Malice 2, The Reconstruction.
Son of a bitch.
Lieutenant Woods, I have a proposal for you.
Who the hell is this? It's 2 a.m. for God's sakes.
I come to you with a great opportunity for a man such as yourself. Do you feel, perhaps, that your current line of work is not as challenging as you hoped? Perhaps the thrill that you once had flying for the U.S. Navy has left you. If this is indeed the case, then tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., drive 20 minutes west from your home to the abandoned airstrip. Should you decide that this is what you are looking for in the line of work, then you will be given the opportunity to encounter challenges and adventures that you never believed possible.
Who was that?
Main menu. Use your arrow keys to cycle through the options, then press Enter to select Start, Flight. Mode, Menu, Speaker, Test. Options Menu, Exit, Hangar. Options Menu.
Options, Map Keys, Change Input Device.
Change Performance Options.
Map Keys.
Main Menu, Exit, Hangar, Start, Flight.
Racing Mode, Deathmatch Mode, Mission Mode. Autoplay mode. Mission mode.
Come in.
Captain Chase, sir. There's a call for you.
Whoever it is, Ensign, tell him to sod off. I am far too busy to be taking calls at the moment.
But, sir, it's the head of the FBI.
Very well. Go, transfer the call to my computer.
Right away, sir.
Enter security access code. Systems accessed.
Captain Chase, I'm Dr. Hammond, head of FBI.
Morning, Dr. Hammond. The President did say you would be getting in touch with me. So, what can myself and Airbase 15 do for you?
We have received some intelligence. The Cloning Malice project we dealt with 4 years ago, it has been restarted. The man behind it now is James Rudis' brother, Julius.
What?
If we don't put a stop to this now, who knows how much damage he could do?
No shit.
We don't have enough resources to take care of this without outside help. We were hoping that you would have a squadron expert enough to fly to Julius Island and destroy his fortress. Somewhere inside the fort is a homing beacon planted by one of our agents. Unfortunately, after the beacon was planted, Julius learned the agent's identity and executed him.
Dr. Hammond, my men and I will make certain that your agent's death was not in vain. First, however, I will need to know a few details about the mission.
If your boys can take care of the vital parts of Brutus Island, we'll launch an attack on the ground defenses. An amphibious landing will take place after Brutus Fortress has been destroyed. The Marines will then secure the island and neutralize any remaining threats. So, are your boys up for it, Chase?
Of course. With these guys, the bigger the risk, the more enthusiastic they are.
Excellent.
I'll contact our squadron leader. Run over the mission plans with him. Could you fax me some copies?
Certainly, Captain. They're on their way.
Okay, Doctor. I'll be in touch.
Hammond out.
Come in, Lieutenant Orion. You said something about a mission, Captain?
I'd like you to meet Colonel Trask. He's been assigned to work alongside me on this mission. He has more knowledge of the current situation than I do, so he'll be able to give you the details that I can't.
Greetings, Lieutenant Woods. I've heard a lot about you from your captain.
I wish I could say the same.
Here's the deal. FBI has just received some intel. Apparently, the Cloning Malice Project is being carried on by James' next of kin, Julius.
You mean the agent that went in to stop all this 4 years ago died in vain?
Yes, I'm afraid so. Head of FBI, Dr. Hammond, just contacted me, Orion. She wants one of our squadrons to spearhead the attack. Now, I have a difficult choice to make. Do I send you and your boys, or do I ask another squadron leader to take care of this one?
No, sir. This one's mine.
Excellent. That makes things all the easier.
I assume this will be an aerial operation.
Yes, Lieutenant. Why else do you think we would have summoned you here?
Colonel, I would appreciate it if you would treat my men with a little more respect.
My apologies, Captain. I forgot myself for a moment.
Very well. Let's get back to business, shall we? Colonel, I believe that you have the mission details.
You have two mission objectives. First, get to the island and destroy all of Julius's main manpower sources. Next, get over to the lake situated in the middle of the island, and take care of the facility he uses to conduct his experiments.
During the mission, what kind of tactical advantages will I have?
As usual, this is a single fighter jet operation. We send too many guys in there. Julius will notice us before we break the 150.
But, Colonel, the rest of my squadron, what happens to them?
They'll go in after you've taken care of the immediate threats, and will be covering the ground troops that will be sent in to collect what remains they can. The only man accompanying you will be Urio, of course. We've managed to sneak in some aircraft carriers, but they're rare. This is hostile territory, so use the carriers wisely, and don't rely on them too heavily for support.
Colonel, can a fancy talk. Let's just call it what we always call it. A suicide mission. However, I am only one pilot. But I am almost certain that you guys at the FBI have cooked up some kind of attack plan for me to follow.
First, fly to a remote island about 200 miles north-northeast of here. Once you get there, destroy the training grounds. Try to attract as little attention as possible. We don't want to blow our cover before we send in the ground troops. Next, take care of anything you think Brutus could use against you. This includes nuclear facilities, power plants, and any supply lines that are visible or targetable from your position. After you've cut them off from reinforcements, bomb the cloning facility. From the satellite images we took, there seems to be a body of water situated in the middle of the island. That's where Brutus conducts his experiments and spawns clone soldiers. Once you've destroyed the cloning facility, we'll send in the ground troops to seal the area and check for any other threats. Any questions?
If these guys are clones, does that mean...
Yes, it does. We're giving you the same warning we gave the last agent a couple years ago. Be careful. All of these soldiers have been genetically engineered to increase their strength, reflexes, and overall stamina. In other words, they won't get tired, but you will.
Understood, Colonel.
Remember, your goal is to stop Brutus from building a military of superhuman soldiers and taking over this country.
In other words, this is the real thing. What you and your men have been training for.
Orion, I'd like a word with you. In private?
Of course, Captain.
Permission to speak, sir.
Permission denied. There is very little time left, Orion. To answer your question, since it is imperative that you get up into the air before you lose your window, I ordered that your aircraft be prepped before you arrived.
Understood, Captain.
The reason I called you over here, Orion, is thanks to all this cloning business, I don't know who to trust anymore. Any one of the people around me could be an enemy in disguise. It could be Ensign Green, Colonel Trask, Dr. Hammond, even your Rio Centurion. Yes, your Rio, Orion, is not above suspicion. The bottom line is, if anything at all goes wrong, radio me, and I will inform you on how to proceed. Is that understood?
Of course, sir. Permission to speak, sir?
Granted.
Are you that sure there are clones among us, sir?
I didn't say that. All I'm doing is taking precautions.
Hey, Orion, what are you waiting for? The captain to give you a kiss or something? Get your ass over here!
He's right. You've got a job to do, and I've kept you here far too long. Go! If you don't hurry up now, you'll miss your window.
Yes, sir!
Orion out.
Sector A 1. 4 feet. Feet. 9,571 feet.
Quite a while, so sit back and take it easy. your guard. Remember, Burris Island is heavily defended by tanks, helicopters, and other aircraft. If one of those should attack you, you have permission to engage them in combat. Vector north-northeast, and keep that course. The island is about 200 miles away. Be in touch once you reach the southern coast. Good luck. Chase out.
10,101 feet. Feet. 25,483 feet.
Leveling. Level out.
Stat 30,024.4 feet. Enter sector. Vectoring to sector. Sector M20. Status 34. Status. Status battleship at 1 o'clock. 22.2 miles closure.
External POV.
Sector A2. Status airspeed 684.3 knots. Engine speed 21,000 RPM. Status. Battleship at 2 o'clock. 12.1 miles closure. Sector A3. Sector B3. Sector B4. Stat battleship at 5 o'clock, 15.4 miles closure, and 30,024.4 feet below sector C3. Sector C4. Sector C5. instead. SAM battery at 2 o'clock 12.3. Sector C6. Sector D6. Sector D7.
Do you really want to quit the game? No.
Status: SAM battery at 5 o'clock 13.4 miles closure. Sector E7. Sector E8. Island at 1 o'clock 78.6 miles closure. SAM battery. Status 92 miles. Sector E9. Status SAM battery at 6 o'clock 31.7 miles closure. Sector F9. Sector F10. Status: SAM battery at 6 o'clock 43.1 miles closure. Status: 19,551.5 pounds of fuel. Sector G10. Status SAM battery at 2 o'clock 41.7 miles closure. Sector G11. Data SAM battery at 2 o'clock 33.8 miles closure. Sector G12. Sector H12. Status SAM battery at 2 o'clock 29 miles closure and 30,024.4 feet below Sector K12. Sector H13. Sector I-13. Status SAM battery at 4 o'clock 23.3. Sector I-14. Stat 159 miles. Island at 4 o'clock 34.4. Sector I-15, status SAM battery at 5 o'clock 27.6 miles closure and 30,024.4 feet below Sector K-12. Sector J-15. Sector J-16. Status, SAM battery at 5 o'clock, 33.5 miles closure, and 30,024.4 feet below Sector L-13. Sector K-16.
Holy hell! Captain, we're under enemy fire! What the fuck is going on? Trask said we'd be safe if we lay low!
Orion, calm yourself. This can't be the first time you've ever had a missile fired at you.
Don't you get it, sir? For God's sakes, me and Sir Trio were almost fried.
I'll admit something is very strange about this. The Colonel did say you would be safe. Okay. Continue heading to the island. In the meantime, I'm going to speak with Trask. I need to make certain that he told you everything you need to know. If anything else develops, contact me immediately. Chase out.
Guard tower at 12 o'clock, 33.8 miles closure, and 30,000. Sector K-17. Guard tower, training grounds, guard tower, SAM battery, guard tower, guard tower, SAM battery, SAM battery, SAM battery, guard tower, SAM battery, SAM battery, guard tower, guard tower, guard tower, training grounds. Stat guard tower at 12 o'clock, 29.6 miles. Sector K-18. Sector L-18.
Calling Squadron Leader Orion. Squadron Leader Orion, come in. You're now well over the island. Your first objective is to seek out and destroy military training grounds. These grounds are heavily guarded, so watch out for aerial defenses during your approach. The destruction of these grounds will give you a clear shot at Julius Fortress later on. According to our information, the training grounds are located on the western coast of the island, across from the power plant. We suspect that you'll need to make a couple of passes to blow up the thing. And for fuck's sake, watch your back. Chase out.
Stat guard tower at 12 o'clock, 19.4 miles closure. Guard tower. Guard tower. Training ground. Guard. Sap. Guard tower. Guard tower.
Locked on!
Missiles online. LTS, charged and operational.
Sector L-19. Enter sector. Vectoring to sector. Sector A-1.
Enter.
Sector L-18. Guard tower.
Down.
Training guard tower.
Locked on!
31. Status.
Guns, missiles, online.
Status. Guard tower. At 12 o'clock. 14.9. 30. 20.
LTS. Charged and operational.
Enter external. POV.
Sector L-19.
We've got the bunker! Time to kick some ass!
199. Sector L-18.
Any idea what this will do to my credit? Condition red. All standby aircraft scramble.
Don't relax yet, Orion. We still got a long way to go before we're through with this. According to our information, there's an airbase located due north from your current position. Head for that area. When you arrive, neutralize it. This will ensure that Julius cannot launch an aerial attack on you. It also appears to be a disguise for the island's main power source. Don't attack it from the west, though. You'll be too close to the outer perimeter sensors, which may endanger your life and the mission. I'll be in touch once you've grounded Julius Air Force. Oh, before I forget, watch out for the battleship patrolling the west coast. It's been posted there to ward off enemies, and you're an enemy.
Stat guard tower at 12 o'clock. 11.8 miles closure. Stat 19. 10. 0. Stat 300. 0. Stat 0. Status. Sector L 18. Sect guard tower. Guard. Sam. Air. Sam battery. Airbase. Stat airbase at 12 o'clock. 29. Stat guard tower at 1 o'clock. 10.3 miles closure and 30,024.4 feet below sector L-20.
Okay, Orion. Exit.
Load.
Save. Okay, Orella. Save.
Load.
Exit. Settings updated.
Status. Airbase. At 12 o'clock. 26 point. Guard tower. At 1 o'clock. 7 miles closure. Sector L-20. Status. Guard tower. At 4 o'clock. 4 miles closure. Status. Airbase. At 12 o'clock. 18.2.
Guns, missiles, online. LTS. Charged and operational.
L-21-10.
Target acquired!
Enter sector. Vectoring to sector. Sector. Status. SAM battery at 10 o'clock. 9.7 miles closure and 30,024.4 feet below sector. Status. Integrity 91%. Status. Guard tower at 4 o'clock. 10.5 miles closure.
The son of a bitch is down.
Status. Guard tower at 5 o'clock. 11.4 miles closure. Sector N21. Stat 90. Stat guard tower at 5 o'clock, 18. Stat 287 miles. Sector O-21.
Ensign, this is Captain Chase. Please locate Colonel Trask and have him sent to my office immediately.
Right away, sir.
Captain, I'm happy to help you and Dr. Hammond in this mission, but I do not appreciate being summoned like a dog by its master.
Indeed. Orion and Centurion were almost killed. A missile was fired from the island. Was this an expected attack or not?
Captain, are you all right? You look like you've seen a ghost.
I'm fine, Trask. Please, go on.
Yes, sir. I neglected to mention that fact during my briefing.
Thank you. I'll inform Orion. That will be all for now, Trask. You're dismissed.
I'll keep you posted, Captain.
It could have been a trick of the light. But no, I'm certain of it. For a second there, He looked like Brutus. Squadron Leader Orion, come in.
Sir?
Orion, I've made some progress. I found out that the missile that was fired at you and Centurion was an expected attack. Apparently Trask neglected to inform us of that fact during his little briefing. I've got a bad feeling about this, Orion. Things around this guy just don't seem to add up. I think that there's a lot about that island that he hasn't told us about. So while you and Centurion are taking care of the objectives, I'm going to do a little background search on Colonel Trask.
But, Captain, if you're not sure about this, we could be running headlong into a trap.
Orders are orders, Lieutenant. We don't have any time left to waste. While we wait around, Julius Brutus is creating a clone army ready to take over the world, if you've forgotten.
But, Captain...
Chase out. Okay, I'm sick of being in the dark. Let's see what Trask is really made of.
Warning, this is a restricted area. Unauthorized access to this mainframe is a federal offense.
Thanks. I'll bear that in mind, Doctor. I'll bear that in mind.
The security system has been disabled.
Thank God I was a hacker in college.
Ah, Trask's file. And there's a picture attached.
He's got green eyes, but that doesn't look right. Let's make it blue. No. Gray? Yes, that's a match, I'm sure of it. Okay, let's do the hair. On file, it's black. That doesn't look right either. Blonde? No. Brown? That looks right, but it's still wrong. Try rust red. That's a match. Okay, let's get rid of that facial hair. Give him a shave. Let's make him a little taller. Come on, you stupid computer. Focus! Focus! Oh my God! It is! He's Brutus! A clone!
Captain, I have more information about the missile attack.
Oh, thank you. I'll inform Orion. That will be all for the moment, Brutus.
I see.
I need to speak to the captain. Immediately.
What is it? What's wrong?
That's up to the captain to tell you. I don't know your clearance. Now get me the captain.
Captain Chase? Dr. Hammond is here to see you. Captain? Captain Chase?
Ensign, please open the door.
Dr. Hammond, contain yourself. Captain Chase has been training in hand-to-hand combat since he was 10. It's all right. He can handle himself.
I don't care. Open the door.
There. It's unlocked. I'll call security. I'll have a 4-man squad here in seconds.
Thank you.
Ah, bastard. Come out and fight like a clone. So, is your mother good at stitching? Come on!
Take that, you bastard!
I'm going to enjoy killing you, Chase. You've been a thorn in my master's side for far too long.
you, Doctor. But let me assure you, I had everything under control.
Yeah, I thought that when I saw Trask with his boot up your ass.
Once again, thank you, Doctor. Now please, put down the gun.
I just saved your life.
And I appreciate that, but right now I'm not certain about anybody's loyalties.
You don't mean...
Put down the gun. Now.
It's tear gas! Jesus! And I thought smoking was bad for your lungs.
Captain Chase! Are you all right, sir? What happened here? It looks worse than World War II.
Colonel Trask is dead. He was a clone of Julius Brutus. Get his body out of here, you men. Take it down to the morgue and keep it secure. We have something valuable there.
Yes, sir!
The good doctor here has just saved my life. However, that does not mean she isn't a clone. I figure that if Colonel Trask was one, she could be too. Take her down to the medical bay and have blood tests on her. If they come up clear, fine. If not, then we shall proceed accordingly.
Ugh, you male bastards!
Sorry. Move it, Doctor!
Okay, Major. I am moving all operations for this mission down into the emergency bunker, built below the base.
Yes, sir.
We're going into lockdown. I want the whole airbase on code red. No one is to get in or out. Keep an aerial patrol going constantly around the clock.
At once, Captain.
Status. Airspeed 600. Stat guard tower at 12 o'clock 19.5. Stat guard tower at 11 o'clock 16.6. Guard tower.
Guns
and missiles online.
LTS, charged and operational.
This is Chase.
Captain Chase, sir. This is Dr. Larson. I've run blood tests on Dr. Hammond as instructed. All have come back negative. She is not a clone of Brutus. I have just released the doctor.
Job well done, Doctor. Thank you.
My pleasure, Captain.
Attention, all personnel. This is Captain Chase. Airbase 1-5 is going into lockdown. I want every man, woman, and machine on red alert. All entrance and exit points have been sealed and will remain so until the situation can be contained. Ensign Green, I'm heading down to the secure bunker beneath Base 1-5. Dr. Hammond has just been released from the medical bay. I would like you to escort her to her quarters. Oh, please would you pass on to the doctor my apologies. I wish that I could do so myself, but unfortunately I am needed elsewhere for more urgent matters. You may come down to the bunker once you have done this. Thank you, Ensign.
States entered security access code.
At ease. Do we still hold a link with Blaze and Lieutenant Orion?
Yes, Captain. You may transmit when ready.
Good. Very good.
Thank you, Private. You're welcome, sir.
Chase to Lieutenant Orion. Orion, do you copy? Over.
I'm reading you loud and clear, Captain. Over.
I have news regarding Colonel Trask, Orion.
Really, Captain? Please continue.
Well, apparently, Orion, clones have weak testicles, too.
Captain, are you saying Trask worked for the other side?
Well, that's what my black and blue ass is telling me. The only lead on the mission we have is from Trask's briefing. It's obvious now, of course, that his intention all along was to get you to the center of the island, making it easier for his creator to neutralize you. Your orders are to continue with your mission objectives as planned. I'll keep in touch. Chase, out.
Static guard tower at 11 o'clock 13. Sector P-21.
Cruise missiles
status
are
one.
Good to go.
Gun missile LTS. Charged and operational.
Enter
time
sector.
To kick some ass!
Vectoring to
cruise
sector.
Missiles
sector.
Are good to go.
Captain Chase, sir, this is Orion. Request refuel and rearm. Over.
Acknowledged, Orion. I have instructed the U.S. Nimitz to dispatch a refuel tanker. The refuel tanker will be at your location in approximately 1 minute. Over.
Thank you, sir. Over and out.
The refueler is almost here, Orion. I just spotted him on the radar.
Thanks for the intel, Centurion. I hope you're ready for some rough action. Literally.
I can't believe you chose this instead of an aircraft carrier. I think we've been in the air far too long. I'm in a fighter with a madman.
Relax, it'll be a walk in the park.
More like a flight into a fireball, if you're not careful.
God damn, I hate backseat pilots.
Static guard tower at 10. Guard tower at 10 o'clock. Guard tower. Sam guard. Fighter one. Fighter Sam bat. Fighter Sam guard tank. Sam guard. Sam guard. Sam guard. Sam reef guard. Sam guard. Guard. Sam guard. Fight guard. Sam guard. Guard. Sam guard. Refueler.
Locked on.
Static refueler at 1 o'clock. 41.8 miles closure.
External.
Status POV. Guard tower at 10 o'clock 7.7. Sector Q21. Sam battery Sam refueler.
Locked
status
on.
Refueler at 1:24.
Guns and missiles online.
LTS charged and operational.
Sector R-21.
All right, Blaze. I'm going to turn around and head the other way. I won't fly too fast, so you can link to the fuel boom on the back. Got it?
Roger that. Over.
If you think we're headed too far in one direction, just radio me and I'll turn around so we can fly the other way. Over.
90.
Bang! love that sound. Good work.
Did you expect anything less of me?
Shut up and let me do my job, goddammit!
Refueling. Rearming.
All right, you're ready to go. Over.
Roger that. Over.
Enter sector. Vectoring stat SAM battery at 4 o'clock 22.2 miles closure stat 91.
Enter POV.
Sector S-21. Sector T-21.
External POV.
Status tank at 11 o'clock, 13.2 miles closure tank.
Locked on!
Cruise guns and missiles on LTS, charged and operational.
Inter-external POV.
Sector U-21, status. Tank at 11 o'clock. 10.1. Stata tank at 11 o'clock. 10.1. Enter
acquired.
Sector. Vectoring sector. Sector C20. Guard tower. Tank guard tower. Stata tank at 10 o'clock. 7.8 miles closure. Sector V21.
Bad news. It appears that our old friend Trasson tells everything we need to know about this island. There was a second airbase where Brutus keeps his top clone pilots, and a small squadron of these are approaching your location as we speak. Keep your guard up. I don't know how many of these Brutus has.
That son of a bitch is down!
Stat Fighter 5 at 12 o'clock, 4.4 miles closure. Status integrity 100%. Sector W-21.
Fighter 3.
SAM battery. Status integrity 89%. Status Fighter 3 at 10 o'clock 0.9.
Back away! Spike!
fighter Sam fighter guard fighter fighter Sam battery.
Shit, Orion, back away.
Sector X-21.
Spike.
Staff fighter 3 at 12 o'clock, 6 miles closure.
Spike.
Stat fighter 3 at 12 o'clock, 7.1.
Spike.
Fighter 3, Sam, fighter guard, fighter, Sam battery. Sector Y-21.
Spike.
Staff fighter 3 at 12 o'clock, 8.6 miles closure.
External POV.
Staff fighter 6 at 6 o'clock, 11.2. Fighter tank guard fighter tank. Fighter guard tank fighter 6. Sector
Z-21. POV. External.
Status.
POV. Damage, Orion. Now's not the time for practice.
Integrity. Negative 197%.
Orion, do you read me? Lieutenant Orion, please respond.
God damn it.
My fellow captains, it is my sad duty to have to inform you that we have lost Lieutenant Orion. He was unable to carry out the objectives given to him. And as a result, we have withdrawn from Brutus's Island. Over an hour ago, a message was received from Brutus, demanding our immediate and unconditional surrender. If we do not comply, he will unleash his clone armies all over the world. He gives us a simple choice.
Yield or die.
Main menu. Use your arrow keys to cycle through the options, then press Enter to select Exit Hangar.